Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's back in the news again, our never-ending story about a Chicago car crushing company moving its crushing and its steel shredding into a neighborhood that desperately doesn't want it due to the company's bad record of air pollution, including city citations for pollution. People who live in the neighborhood are fearing for their health, a situation that's been in the news now off and on for 2 years, ever since Mayor Lightfoot signed an agreement permitting the company to crush and shred in that neighborhood. South Deering, a working-class minority neighborhood at 116th Street near the Calumet River. The federal government knows the South Deering story, has investigated, and is now forcing Mayor Lightfoot to delay the agreement, put a hold on crushing and shredding until the Chicago Health Commissioner investigates and says it's safe. South Deering has long suffered industrial chemicals and pollution. Community leaders are pleading with Mayor Lightfoot not to delay, but to prevent the company from crushing and shredding steel. Lawyers for the company have filed suit, claiming the hold on its business is costing it $100 million. And now there's another federal investigation, and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is threatening Chicago with a loss of $100 million in federal aid, accusing the mayor of hiding some details about the story. All of which could have been avoided if 2 years ago the mayor had not signed that agreement. But she did. And now the chickens, as they say, are coming home to roost. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.